listening to The Drive on a Thursday afternoon. Multiple reports this week suggest that insurance companies are inappropriately denying long-term disability claims by COVID-19 sufferers. You know, the people that we call long haulers. Wanted to follow up a little bit on this story this afternoon. It's a real pleasure to be joined by disability lawyer Sivan Tumarkin. He is a partner at Samfuru Tumarkin LLP. They have offices in Alberta, British Columbia, and Ontario. Sivan, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
So let me get this straight. If you are a COVID long hauler and you've been paying into long-term disability, you should be eligible, I would think, for long-term disability, but insurance companies aren't bucking up. What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to see a trend that's very concerning, and I'm seeing this across provinces with people contacting me. So one thing to understand is it's not just people who have paid themselves for long-term disability plans. Many people have long-term disability benefits through a work plan. So the employer may have paid, or it could have been the employer and the employee who contributed to the plan. Now, under these plans, the requirement or the eligibility criteria is that you are unable to work due to a disability. And that could be physical, it could be psychological, or a mixture of the two. And what we've been seeing is that insurance companies, for whatever reason, have been saying to people who are long haulers, no, we don't accept the medical evidence. This is new science. This is a new illness. We don't know enough about it. And that is absolute baloney. And the reason that it's just invalid and they are acting illegally is because, again, under the policy, if you are disabled and your doctors have confirmed that from a functional standpoint, you can't do the essential tasks of your own occupation or any occupation for which you're suited for, depending where you're on the policy, they have to pay you. It's that simple. Now, what I've been seeing some of these insurance companies do, I'm not going to paint everyone with the same brush, but I've heard some of these companies telling individuals who are disabled, go and get the wage subsidy. You know, don't bother us. And that's completely inappropriate. So that's very, very concerning. And hopefully they're going to change the way they do things. But right now, I have a lot of individuals contacting me who are long haulers because of COVID. And by the way, that can be psychological or physical or a mixture of the two. And they're being turned away.
So what are next steps? So will there be some class actions, or how does this play out?
So these are not class actions. These are individual claims. And one of the things that we tell people is it's actually quite, I'm not going to say easy, but it's not that difficult to resolve these claims. A lot of these insurance companies, the way they act is they create a mirage. They make you think that you have no alternative. You know, when they deny your claim, in the denial letter, they'll tell you you can appeal that decision. Now, these appeals are internal processes where you're basically re-asking the same insurance company to reconsider their decision. And, of course, in many instances, the majority of instances, they say no. They deny you again, again, and again. And when we get involved, and not just us, any disability lawyer that knows this area of law, we start the legal process, a legal claim. And by starting that legal process, I am telling you, the insurance company just folds. They fold. They oftentimes say, we made a mistake. They immediately start paying the individual, or alternatively, they come to the table to try and resolve the claim on an all-inclusive basis. But the point is, they are banking on people walking away and simply assuming that because the insurance company said we're not paying you, then that's the end of the discussion, and it's not.
That is interesting. So the best advice, if there is an individual listening to this radio program that is maybe in one of these situations, you know, contact somebody like yourself.
100%. And you know, we have a website that we've created where we talk about COVID-related illness and disabilities. It's actually called disabilityrights.ca. And in it, we explain exactly the mechanics of it. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted people to understand, I used to work for insurance companies. Insurance companies are in the business of making money, and I don't begrudge them of that. Except that right now, we're in such an unprecedented situation, they should really be paying people who cannot work because of this illness. You know, again, we're not talking about paying someone who just doesn't want to work. We're talking about people who are legitimately disabled because of what COVID has done to them. Again, both physically and psychologically. And we resolve these kinds of claims. It's not difficult to resolve, but you do have to take the next step and educate yourself, which is exactly what we try to do. We try to empower people. You know, people out there need to understand they have a lot more power than they think they do when it comes to insurance company denial.
Sivan, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for sharing this with our listeners.